Welcome back to the Southeast Asia Markets Weekly Brief. I'm your host, A.I. Michelle. Here are our top stories today. First, Microsoft invests $1.6 billion to boost Indonesia's artificial intelligence and cloud capabilities. Second, Saudi Arabia and Indonesia ink an agreement to enhance cooperation in the mining sector. Third, Pertamina and Hyundai join forces to turn waste into hydrogen fuel in Bandung. Let's dive into our first story. Microsoft has announced a significant investment of $1.6 billion aimed at bolstering Indonesia's artificial intelligence and cloud infrastructure. This move is a part of Microsoft's broader strategy to expand its footprint in Southeast Asia, a region that's rapidly embracing digital transformation. The investment will not only enhance the technological capabilities within Indonesia, but also create numerous job opportunities, contributing to the country's economic growth. Indonesia, the largest economy in Southeast Asia, has been making strides in digital adoption, and this investment is expected to accelerate the process further. With a population of over 270 million people, the demand for digital services, including cloud computing and artificial intelligence, is surging. Microsoft's investment is set to address this demand by providing more robust and scalable solutions for businesses and consumers alike. Moreover, this investment aligns with Indonesia's national digital transformation goals. The Indonesian government has been proactive in promoting digital innovation and aims to position the country as a leading digital economy in the region. By collaborating with global tech giants like Microsoft, Indonesia can leverage advanced technologies to improve efficiency, drive innovation, and enhance its global competitiveness. From an economic perspective, the influx of capital from Microsoft is likely to attract further foreign investments into Indonesia's technology sector. As companies witness the country's commitment to digital advancement and the presence of major players like Microsoft, confidence in the market is expected to grow. This could lead to a ripple effect, encouraging more multinational corporations to consider Indonesia as a viable destination for tech investments. In conclusion, Microsoft's substantial investment in Indonesia's artificial intelligence and cloud sector marks a pivotal moment in the country's digital journey. It underscores the increasing importance of Southeast Asia in the global tech landscape and highlights the potential for growth and innovation within the region. Saudi Arabia and Indonesia have recently taken a significant step towards bolstering their mining sectors with the signing of a Memorandum of Understanding. This agreement was inked by Saudi Arabia's Minister of Industry and Mineral Resources, Bandar Al-Khurayef, and Indonesia's Minister of Energy and Mineral Resources, Bahlil Lahadalia, during an official visit to Jakarta. The primary focus of this memorandum is to enhance strategic cooperation and facilitate the exchange of expertise between the two countries in the mining and minerals sector. The Memorandum of Understanding aims to transfer knowledge in several key areas, including mining, mineral production and processing, mining exploration, geological surveys, and sustainable mining practices. This collaboration is expected to significantly boost both countries' capabilities in these areas and promote a more sustainable approach to mining activities. During his visit, Minister Al-Khurayef led a high-level delegation from Saudi Arabia's industry and mining sector. Their goal was to strengthen economic ties and attract quality investments to Saudi Arabia. Furthermore, the delegation explored mutual investment opportunities across various sectors, including mining, food, pharmaceuticals, and automotive industries. These discussions underscore the shared industrial growth objectives of both nations, which revolve around attracting foreign investment and developing downstream industries. In discussions with Indonesia's industry minister, Agus Gumiwang Kartasasmita, Minister Al-Khurayef emphasized the importance of deepening economic collaboration. He highlighted Saudi Arabia's ambitious Vision 2030 and the National Industrial Strategy, both of which are designed to support growth in the kingdom's industrial sector. By developing key industrial clusters, Saudi Arabia is positioning itself as an attractive destination for foreign investment, with numerous incentives and enablers available for Indonesian businesses. an invitation was extended to Indonesia's Minister of Industry to attend the Future Minerals Forum in Riyadh. This global platform brings together governments, investors, and mining industry leaders to shape the future of the global minerals sector. Indonesia's participation would further strengthen the existing ties between the two countries, particularly in the critical minerals sectors. In addition to mining cooperation, there is a broader aim to develop supply chains to access new markets, particularly in the Middle East and Africa. This expansion of cooperation is intended to increase trade value between Saudi Arabia and Indonesia. To support this, the Saudi Export-Import Bank signed a Memorandum of Understanding with the Indonesia Exim Bank, establishing principles for strengthening cooperation and trade between the two countries. The agreement between the two export-import banks outlines multiple areas of cooperation, such as encouraging business engagement between Saudi and Indonesian companies, exploring opportunities for joint projects, and promoting the exchange of information and best practices related to export credit policies. Meetings with various export credit agencies, financial institutions, and trade organizations in Indonesia during the visit sought to expand trade prospects and support local exporters in enhancing their international operations. Overall, the collaboration between Saudi Arabia and Indonesia represents a strategic alignment that can lead to substantial mutual benefits. By fostering stronger economic ties and exploring joint investment opportunities, both nations are well positioned to enhance their industrial capabilities and broaden their influence in the global market. Let's turn our attention to a pioneering initiative that's taking shape in West Java, Indonesia. PT Pertamina, in collaboration with Hyundai Motor Group and the West Java provincial government, is venturing into an innovative waste-to-hydrogen ecosystem in Bandung. This project aims to transform waste into hydrogen fuel, marking a significant step towards sustainable energy solutions in the region. The initiative is centered around the Saramukti Final Waste Disposal Site, where organic waste is decomposed in anaerobic conditions to produce biomethane. This biomethane is then processed into hydrogen at a hydrogen refueling station, utilizing Pertamina's compressed natural gas station facilities. Pertamina's Director of Strategy, Portfolio, and New Business Development, Asalyadi D. Saputra, emphasized the collaboration's potential for producing low-carbon hydrogen, aligning with Pertamina's goals to promote clean energy and sustainability. This ambitious project is set to accelerate the development of Indonesia's hydrogen ecosystem, with operations expected to commence in 2029. Three Pertamina subholdings, Pertamina Power Indonesia, PGN, and Pertamina Patraniaga, are playing crucial roles in the project's implementation, each leveraging their respective core business competencies. The collaboration with Hyundai is particularly noteworthy as it integrates advanced modular reforming technology and hydrogen refueling stations, alongside the development of hydrogen vehicles in Indonesia. This partnership is not only poised to enhance energy independence, but also to create new employment opportunities, contributing to the local economy. Sumasna, the Assistant for Economy and Development of the West Java Provincial Secretariat, highlighted that waste management remains a significant environmental challenge in the region. He expressed optimism that this project will not only address methane-related environmental issues, but also harness its potential for broader benefits. The Pertamina-Hyundai partnership exemplifies a strategic alignment in renewable energy development, showcasing how innovative technologies can be leveraged to tackle pressing environmental problems while fostering economic growth. This project reflects broader trends in Southeast Asia, where countries are increasingly focusing on sustainable and green energy solutions to meet their economic and environmental objectives. In summary, the waste-to-hydrogen project in Bandung is a testament to the power of collaboration and innovation in driving sustainable development. It's a forward-thinking approach that not only addresses environmental concerns, but also positions Indonesia as a leader in the transition to clean energy. All right, that's a wrap for this episode. If you enjoyed this brief and would like to stay updated on latest episodes, don't forget to click follow in your podcast app. Thanks again for listening, and hope to catch you next time.